Welcome back to another Halacha Shir, and today, Me'etz Hashem, we will discuss the Halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av. And we will start with what the Ramah writes at the end of Siman Tov Kuf Nun Gimel. He writes, V'nogu shloilu moid be'erev Tisha B'Av mechatzois ve'elech kim b'dvarim ha'matorim b'Tisha B'Av. The Ramah is mechadish that from chatzois Erev Tisha B'Av starts a little bit da'avelis, and a person should only learn the Torah they're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. For example, the sugis of Kamsa Ba'Kamsa or Avelis, and not regular learning should not be done after Chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah writes, why? Because Torah Mesameches Aleiv. But the Mishnah Berurah says, V'kol Mokum Kol Zayin Medina. This is not Ikar Adin. Because Erev Tisha B'Av, you want to all the Chamisha Inuyim. You're allowed to eat, you're allowed to wash your hands. All these things you're allowed to do still. V'Ikar Atam, the reason why they say you shouldn't learn Erev Tisha B'Av, because you can learn Dvarim Atarim. But someone who has a hard time learning Dvarim Amutarim, by him, maybe he should learn regular. And he brings down from a Paiskin, from the Marshal already, from 500 years ago, he wrote on himself, Kosvalov Shalomad Ba'atzmai Achachatzois, Vitagam Lacherim Bazeh. He says, of course, it's a bit of Torah. It's very hard to learn Hilchos Avelis, and the things learned in Tisha B'Av are very hard to learn. You have much more geschmack in learning your regular Limudim, your Daf Yomi, and other things like that. You have much better time with that. And therefore, Zok the Marshal, you could be Makel and learn regular things after Chatzois until Tisha B'Av, you could learn all your regular Limudim. And he brings down the Maimon Modcha said that as well. And the Gra held there was only a Chumrah Yisera, that it's only a Chumrah that you shouldn't learn regular things in Erev Tisha B'Av. And therefore, HaMekel Lo Yifser. If someone wants to Mekel to learn an Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, he definitely has a Mokim to Mekel. And especially if he's going to waste his time, he definitely should learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. Now, what's the reason why you shouldn't learn? So some say the reason is because there's a little bit of a Velus at that time and you don't have a Simcha. The Chassam Sefer said an interesting reason. He said, because if you're going to learn Erev Tisha B'Av, you might come to think of learning on Tisha B'Av. And on Tisha B'Av, Taka is said to learn. You're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. So that's the reason why you're not allowed to learn Erev Tisha B'Av. But Lamaisa HaMekel Lo Yifsid, if someone wants to learn Erev Tisha B'Av, he has what to be Samech on, and he should Taka learn. Now, the Ramah says another thing. V'chein Lo Yitayel Erev Tisha B'Av. A person should not take leisurely walks or do fun things, Kalos Roish things on Erev Tisha B'Av. And it's a shayla in the Paiskim, if it means the whole day, or dafka after Chatzos. So, Lamaisa, most of the Paiskim hold it means after Chatzos. So, after Chatzos, someone should not do leisurely things after Chatzos. It's starting the Avelis, and someone should walk around with Kovid Rosh and not be doing fun activities after Chatzos. Now, when it comes to the Suda right before Tisha B'Av, the Mechaber says like this: Erev Tisha B'Av lo yoichel odam besuda hamafsekes, sho'ich la'acha Chatzos. Basar, v'lo yishte yayin, should not eat basar, no drinking wine, v'lo yoichal shnei tafshilin, you cannot eat two cooked items. That means you cannot eat, for example, eggs and pasta. That would be two cooked items. That is usur on Erev Tisha B'Av. But lemaisa, the minig is that we eat, like the Ramah says, like the Shulchan Aruch says in Siftes, kol zeh besuda hamafseke shein daik lech lo yidachar esudus kva, kushu achatzois. Which means is that the Mechaber says that if you can eat, it's only the last Suda, but the Suda before the last Suda, you're allowed to eat the Tutav Shilin. And the Ramah says, the minig is that before Mincha, we eat a regular Suda with more than Tutav Shilin, and afterwards we eat the Suda Samav Sekes. And he says in the first Suda, V'noyikin laharbaiz ksas besuda rishayno, k'deish layazik lahem atainis. Ho'lo poiske v'ayidyoim. And the Mishmur brings down some were mefakbek. They didn't like this minig that they ate a big Suda. It says, you're not supposed to eat tutav shilin. But the Mishmur writes that the miyash of the minig, and the reason is because we're doing l'shem shemayim, so we're able to fast well, and therefore we eat a nice meal, a nice milchka meal before mincha, and then we daven mincha, and then we eat the Suda HaMafsekes. Now, someone to the Taina, that a Chayla who's going to be eating on Tisha B'Av, maybe he doesn't have this heter of eating a big Suda in the Suda before the Suda HaMafsekes, because he's not fasting. On that, they bring down, brings down from the Magen Avraham another reason why we eat a bigger Suda than the first Suda. He says, I read his Lashon, it says that the minig laharvest besuda rishayna fish was man by yesheni Tisha B'Av ki yontif, and the man by yesheni when the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt for that, for the second Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, there was the Oyantiv, Oyamar Mesuda. And therefore, Zeicha to that, because we hope that it'll be Mehapich Mehera, L'sosim V'simcha, therefore we eat a big Suda first, and then we have Mincha, then we eat the Suda Samav Sekes. Now the minig is, by Sudam of Sekes, first of all, obviously, min halacha, only allowed to eat one cooked thing. So we eat an egg. The minig is eat an egg, zecha ta avelus, and just pass chareva, a piece of dry bread, a melach, v'kitna shamayim, and water. That's what we eat. We eat this, and we sit on the floor. The minig is to sit on the floor, by Sudam of Sekes, and you should not eat three people together, make a mezuman. We make it into a suda shvela, and we put some ashes on top of the egg with the bread and the egg. We dip it into ashes, all to show that this is a suda shvelas. And the minig is, like we said, to sit on the floor. Even though on Tisha B'Av, the minig is for a lot of people to sit on a low stool or on a pillow. But on this Suda, you should try to sit dafka on the floor for a short amount of time. And to be dafka, sit on the floor for the Suda Hamafsekes, which is the Suda right before Tisha B'Av. And this Suda also, you should dafka wash on a piece of bread. And the reason is because since your main Suda was before that, if this Suda would just be eating an egg, it wouldn't be nicker that this is really the last Suda. We think the Suda before is the last Suda. So in order to make this Suda into the last Suda, make it into a kva, make it into a real Suda, you should dafka wash on a piece of bread and eat it with an egg. You should not eat cake in this Suda because, again, this Suda is supposed to be a Suda Shvela, a low Suda, a Suda, a Velastika Suda. You should not eat cake in this Suda. Now, are you allowed to eat after the Suda Zama of Sekas? So as long as you were not makabel a law of a tainis, you didn't say, I'm starting my tainis, so then, me'ikar adin, you're allowed to eat and drink after you, even after your bench from the Suda Zama Sekas, as long as it's not Shkia yet, you're still allowed to eat and drink. It's better if you make a Tanai and say, after benching, I'm still going to eat. It's better if you say that. But if you don't say that, you also, as long as you were not Makabal, Allah Vesa Tainis, you didn't accept the Tainis, accept the fasting yet, until Shkia, you're allowed to eat. Now, when it comes to Shkia, all the five Inuyim start by Shkia. For example, the eating, drinking, Rechitza, all these Inuyim, the five Inuyim, all start already from Shkia and on, because that's all Asr Medina, and Mesafik Ben Ashmashas is also ready for Shkia. The Shaila is, what about sitting on the floor, sitting on a low stool, when does that start? Does that start from Shkia or from Seisak Chavim? There would have been a tzaddik you could say, it starts from Seisak Chavim. Why? Because sitting on a low stool or on the floor is a minig, and by a Safik minig, maybe you'll go Lekula. So there are some parties who will say that you can makel and only start sitting on the floor, on the low stool, from Seisak Chavim and on. Mamaisa, in a Tshuva Ramaisha, he says that this Tshuva in Chelik Hei Simen Tes, he says there that you ready to start sitting on the floor, sitting on a low stool already from Shkia and on. So therefore, the Chatchila, that's what should be done. But if someone has a hard time sitting on the floor, sitting on a low stool, he could be Mekel until Seisak Chavim to sit on a regular chair.